The head of Iran's nuclear agency, Mohammad Saidi, said nuclear research has resumed 2 years after it was suspended. The Iranian official says Tehran has worked closely with the International Atomic Energy Agency in establishing conditions for the resumption of nuclear work. He says research plants and facilities that were sealed have been unsealed under the supervision of the agency's inspectors, and now we have no problem in continuing research activities. Saidi said work at the plant will be limited to research for now and not the actual production of nuclear fuel, which remains suspended. But the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed Elbaradei, contradicted that statement, telling the agency's board of governors that Iran does intend to begin small-scale uranium enrichment. The IAEA in Vienna confirmed that its inspectors were present for the removal of the seals at the Natanz research plant in central Iran. Iran's move sparked an immediate outcry from the United States and the European Union, both of which believe Iran is attempting to produce nuclear weapons, which Iran denies. The U.S. ambassador to the IAEA said Tehran, in his words, has shown disdain for international concern over its nuclear program and is choosing confrontation over cooperation. French President Jacques Chirac said Iran must keep its international commitments over its nuclear program.
Le droit n'est pas à géométrie variable. Chacun reconnaît, par exemple,
Mr. Chirac says everyone recognizes that Iran and North Korea have a right to use nuclear energy peacefully. But, he says, the international community must ensure that agreements are respected for the security of all of us. These countries would be committing a grave error, the French president says, if they do not grasp the hand we are extending to them. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw says there is no reason why Iran should take such a step if its intentions are truly peaceful. Even Iran's ally, Russia, expressed concern over the move and said dialogue is the only way forward. The White House said if Iran resumes uranium enrichment, there will be no option but to refer Iran to the UN Security Council, where it could face sanctions. That was exactly the prospect that prompted Tehran to suspend its nuclear program in October of 2003. 5 months ago, Iranian authorities removed the seals at another nuclear plant in Isfahan and resumed the procedure known as uranium reprocessing, which is the step before enrichment in making nuclear fuel. That move prompted a temporary shutdown in negotiations between Iran and the European Union over the nuclear issue. Those talks finally restarted last month, and another round is scheduled for later this month. Chalice McDonough, VOA News, Cairo.